Well, today we have the passage from St. Mark chapter 1, when the Lord goes to Capernaum. Capernaum was the largest fishing village around the Sea of Galilee. And it was a place where they had many outposts of the Roman legion. It was a very wealthy area, but also an area of great sin and decadence. But that's where the Lord went because he could reach more people in Capernaum than he could in the small town of Nazareth. And so the Lord goes to Capernaum and he goes into the synagogue. And in fact, if you go to the Capernaum today, you can see still the ancient ruins of this synagogue. And it was just a few hundred yards from where St. Peter's mother-in-law lived, Peter's house. And again, there's a church today built over that spot, right near this synagogue. A synagogue was a small, more or less, a church or structure that the Jewish people would build. They started building these around the year 450 BC during the time of Ezra the prophet. And any 10 families could start their own synagogue. The Jewish people would only make it to the temple perhaps once a year on a pilgrimage if they were hundreds of miles away. But these villages and towns would start their own synagogues, which were places of worship and places of education like schools or Sunday schools. And so every Saturday, every Sabbath, they would go and worship and read the scriptures and teach. Well, the Lord, as a well-known rabbi, went and he began teaching in their synagogue. But of course, the way the Lord taught was different than any other teacher or rabbi they had ever heard. Other rabbis would either quote scripture or they would quote other rabbis. Whereas Jesus preaches with authority as the Son of God. And he would say things like, Moses said to you such and such, but I say to you. See, the Lord's teaching with authority is different than any other teaching. In fact, when you look at the New Testament, you'll see that there are four ways in the New Testament that Jesus shows his authority. The first is his moral teachings, that the Lord taught with authority. He deepened the Ten Commandments. He fulfilled and made the Ten Commandments more profound. And the Lord did not get rid of the Ten Commandments, he deepened them. And so the Lord taught with authority on all sorts of subjects and topics. Second, the Lord showed his authority over nature. The Lord could calm the storm. The Lord could walk on the water. He could cure the blind, the deaf, the lame. The Lord had power over nature and over illness. And he showed these with his healing miracles. Jesus could raise the dead. He could cure lepers. He could curse a fig tree and it would shrivel up. So the Lord showed authority over nature. And then third, the Lord showed authority over sin. He could forgive sin. The crowd even complained, who can forgive sin but God alone? Well, Jesus is God, so he could forgive sins. He could say to the woman caught in adultery that her sins were forgiven. Or he could say to the man born blind or to a crippled person or to the paralytic, my son, your sins are forgiven. So Jesus showed he had authority over sin and the forgiveness of sin. And lastly, we see in the New Testament, Jesus had authority over the unclean spirits, over the demons. And we see this also in today's gospel. Not only was the crowd astonished that he taught with authority on these issues of faith and morals, but now he has authority over the demons, over the unclean spirits. In today's gospel, a possessed man calls out, I know who you are, Jesus of Nazareth. Have you come to destroy us? You are the Holy One of God. What does the Lord do? He rebukes the evil spirit and it comes out of the man. It says, all were amazed. It says, he commands even the unclean spirits and they obey him. So those are the four ways that the Lord shows authority in the New Testament: by his teaching, his power over nature, his power over the forgiveness of sin, and then his power over the devil and the evil spirits. And notice what the Lord said before he ascended into heaven: as the Father has sent me, so I send you. And he breathed on the apostles and also gave them that power to absolve sin and to forgive sin. And the church continues to have authority to teach on issues of faith and morals. The church continues the work of Christ because it is the body of Christ, his mystical body. And the church continues to do exorcisms. The church for the last 2,000 years has been casting out demons and evil spirits from individuals over the last 2,000 years. The church continues doing the work of Christ.